Hi, welcome to Double Brain Think Tank. This is a podcast by your favorite twins, Celeste and Angie.
Yes, and today's topic is twins. We're just going to get it out of the way because, you know, we like to start with a good premise, and then we're going to beat that premise like a dead horse until it's an undead horse.
Episode one, baby.
All right, yeah. So we're going to start off answering some questions, see where it goes.
Questions about twins.
Questions about twinhood.
All right. Like Boyhood the movie.
Yeah, twinhood, our lives.
It's like a movie that you can't escape.
Yeah.
Can we read each other's minds?
No. I'm going to say no on this one. So. I really like when people ask this, though, because it's like, are you crazy? What universe are you lit?
No, reality? I like when we're asked this question because it's like this person has such a childish wonder to them. It's like you're either a child or you have such a childish wonder to you that they're just fucking with me.
I feel like that's what it is, because I'm like, there's no way you actually believe that, like, we're communicating telepathically, like, unless, you know... I don't know, you start believing in fairies and such, which no hate on the fairy believing community.
Yeah, I don't know. Next question, what does it feel like?
It just feels like being alive, I can't lie.
Yeah, when people ask what does it feel like to be a twin, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, what does it feel like to be right-handed? Like, yeah. it's just something about
it. What does it feel like to breathe? How's that going for you?
Yeah.
It's just something you're born with. The ability to breathe, you know?
Yeah, being a twin is kind of like breathing.
You just do it every day, in and out.
Do you ever forget which one you are?
No, because I've never switched consciousness to my understanding. I mean, I guess in some universe it's like, oh, whoa, they could have been switched when they were little and now I'm Angie, but I've been living as Celeste, but it doesn't really matter.
I've always remembered being Angie.
It's just a name. Yeah, I always remember being Celeste. I mean, they painted our toenails when we were babies. So
well, they painted your toenails.
Okay, well, they painted my toenails. I wasn't painted. I think that's why my favorite color is red, though. I'm not going to put any sort of meaning upon it, but I'm pretty sure that's why.
What is the difference between us?
You know, what's the difference between you and I, huh?
Well, you know? I mean, we have a lot of physical similarities.
Me and the listener, what's the difference
between us? We're silly. It's like, yeah. We have a lot of environmental factors that make us similar, but I think it's just, like, what makes you different from your siblings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a regular sibling type of deal.
We lost the same teeth on different sides of our mouth.
That's true.
Yeah. We've got some little
mirror image twins.
Yeah, we have fun mirror stuff going on, like a fun house of sorts.
Yeah, when we were little kids, we went to the dentist and they were like, this is so funny, your teeth are the same as hers, but like flipped.
Yeah.
They thought that was cute.
Yeah, they thought it was cute, and then they took them from us.
Do you think there's a possibility we were switched around and never found out?
No, because I keep those nails painted when I was, like, a baby. Well, my mom kept those nails painted as a baby.
Yeah, it's much harder to distinct twins, like, you know, from each other when they're children, but it's, like, you know, painting the toenails is a pretty solid strategy.
She was goaded for that.
I'm pretty sure she's the right person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you rather be a twin, triplet, or singleton?
I mean, if there's anything such as identical triplets, that'd be dope, and I would take the identical triplet. I think, you know, it's fun not to be alone, and I think the more the merrier.
Exactly. We need more of us.
We're here, we're a community, we love to share. We're very good at sharing.
Yeah, that would be.
Like, you know, if I'm eating a donut, I'm like, you know what? I can do away with half of this.
I feel like if we had a triplet, you know, it would only amplify things. We need more of us.
Because when I give her half a donut, her smile is full, you know? it's not a half smile or anything like that.
So true, yeah. If we had a third sibling, stuff would be crazy.
Yeah, we actually joke about having a third sibling that we keep in our basement.
Well, yeah, besides our brother, so forth,
yeah,
I guess.
Or a fourth sibling, yeah. But I guess she could be our triplet.
Yeah, triplet in the basement.
They or he, whoever.
Them. Does it matter who is born first?
I don't think so. People have told me I give off older sibling vibes or younger sibling vibes, and I feel like that's just projection. That's entirely
projection. It's definitely projection. They're just like, you know,
they want to
insert
something.
Myself into this situation, yeah, but it's, you can't really tell unless you ask.
It's saying something to say something, you know?
It doesn't matter. Also, I don't even remember those 2 minutes, so it means nothing to me.
Yeah, no, it's just chilling, I think.
What do you think it would be like to be born alone?
To be born alone.
That sounds so depressing. I don't know how you guys do that.
Where you're born alone.
That's so sad. I feel like it's sad when people are born alone, but that's most people.
Yeah, that sounds like a psychological thriller of sorts. Like,
you're born alone?
Yeah.
What the...
But, you know, I feel like that's why, like... In the same way that only children are so different from those who have siblings, I feel like singletons are like...
Yeah, they don't understand.
It's like the same difference.
It's like, I can't go back. I can't be born alone now. Like, that sounds so depressing to me.
Yeah, I think their sense of community is a bit different.
You don't have a little friend in the womb?
Yeah, no. We stay hanging.
What are the advantages and disadvantages? The advantages are you have a beautiful person to spend a life with.
Yeah.
Who is always your friend.
Yeah, and they're beautiful because they look just like you. And that's why they're beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of advantages. I can't really think of a disadvantage.
I'm thinking, like, when people mistake us, and I don't want to seem like I'm rude or whatever, but it's like, you met my twin, so of course she doesn't know you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... The disadvantage is people thinking they can pick up where they left off with the other one, talking to whoever they're talking to.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't understand this.
You know, just judgment. But, you know, that happens when you're anything in this world. If you're anything at all, you'll get
judged. People will be like, oh, twins are creepy or something. And it's like, all right, I get it.
You watched a movie.
You watched, like, a movie about evil twins or something, and now you're... delusional.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's their own cross to bear.
Yeah, I think it says more about you.
Definitely.
Than us. Who is the evil twin devil emoji?
I would say there's not really an evil twin. I think we're both equally nefarious.
Yeah, I say we're a little mischievous, but overall, we mean good.
We're good-natured rascals, I think.
Yeah, we're good-natured, but, you know,
term.
We like to have a little
I know
bit
who
fun.
I am, and I know who you are.
You know, I don't really hate anybody, so. Ever fool someone?
Yeah, we did when we were in high school and the like.
Yes, we've done it before in high school. We switched chemistry classes.
Yeah.
Is there a easy way to tell us apart?
I mean, there's, like, certain, like, birthmarks or, like, freckles or whatever that could give it away, or just, like, subtle facial differences.
Yeah, our thumbs are, now she has short hair, and that's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to tell. I usually keep my hair shorter, that's a
I have my hair long, so you can just guess from that. It's very easy.
And if you hang around her face a while, you'll start to pick up like who's who, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever dress alike? Yes, when we were children, we wore the same things but different colors because our parents thought that was cute.
They really liked it.
I do think it's cute because it's like we're a team, but we're independent enough to have our own colors.
Yeah, I like that they did the colors different because I feel like if it were the same outfit, it's like, where's the individuality?
If it was the same exact thing, then I wouldn't like that. But the fact that it was different colored stuff does make me, I'm appreciative of that.
Are you jealous of each other? Not really.
I want her to be successful.
I have most things that she has, and if she has something I don't, then I'd be like, that's awesome, because, you know, that's my twin.
I would like her to be, I would like her to be successful.
Yeah, I like when
jealous.
She has good stuff. I tend to like when my friends or people
that
I love have good stuff. It feels nice.
Do you have anything matching?
I mean, we share a face.
We have matching faces.
Pretty much.
Matching body.
I don't know.
We have matching bathrobes.
Yeah, we do. If you ever get so lucky as to see us
lounging in our bathrobes. You know, casually as one
if
does.
If you're so inclined to
us
hang
out at a
with
Wendy's
us.
With our bathrobes on.
Yeah, or I was thinking we could all get together and watch a movie and we're all wearing our bathrobes because that's not weird, I feel like. It's like very casual to me.
I wouldn't wear my
I'm very comfortable
in
with myself
people,
and my body, you know. Well, in my bathrobe.
But yeah, I say that's what we have matching. I don't think we really have many matching things at this stage in our life.
Yeah.
Silliest question about being twins we get asked. The silliest question we get asked is if we have ESP.
Or I think it's like, do you feel her pain when
yeah,
she
literally,
gets
hurt? Literally
it's
people
like,
ask that all the time.
I'm just like, in a metaphorical way, like, you're like, very
yeah.
figurative. I'm just like, yeah, man, like, I feel, you know, like, when someone you really care about gets hurt, you know, like, you feel a little bit of that pain, but, like, I don't know it until I get told
I'm like, I have a spidey sense. I can tell when Celeste is in trouble.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome.
I like to tell people that.
That'd be so convenient.
Is that particularly true? I don't
know.
Not more true than, you know.
Yeah, I think constantly thinking about that would just be paranoia. I'm pretty certain.
That's true, yes. Nicknames you have for each other.
Nicknames that we, well, you know, Angie. I call her Angelique.
I call her Selbert.
Oh, I call her Baby Gorilla.
That's my favorite. My favorite is
and
Selbert.
And Baby Ange.
Darling Celeste.
Yeah, that's true. I really like Celebert. That's my favorite.
Celebert is my favorite, too. It's like Dogbert and Celeste. It's a really good combination of
things.
Yeah,
it makes me really happy.
One thing that you can do well that the other can't.
I can spit hard rhymes and the like. No, I don't know.
I mean, you're a better rapper than me.
I am a better rapper, but that's just like minutia at this. You know, like when I think you're like... Like, someone who's, like, better at something, I'm thinking, like, you know, like, can one of us do a backflip, you know? I mean, you're much better at guitar than me. That's just facts.
I've just been playing longer.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's how I feel about the bars. Like, if you were just to get up on there on that beat and just start going crazy and buck wild, then I think that, you know, we'd be pretty evenly matched.
Well, you can make coffees, and I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, but that's just an occupational thing.
Yeah.
You know more about wine than me.
That's true. It's also an occupational
thing. And liquors, yeah.
Have you ever missed class by sitting another twin there? Yes, in high school, the chemistry thing we were talking about earlier. We switched, and then we got in trouble. So, that was fun. I don't know if it was worth it. We had to clean beakers.
Did I have to clean beakers?
Oh, I don't think you did.
I didn't get
did.
In trouble.
I had to clean beakers.
It's because you were in honors and my chem was just like, whatever, man.
The funny thing was all your classmates knew I wasn't you.
Yeah, I know.
But the teacher did. Because
they freaking love me. Because I was their little baby. I was their little
baby. They
were
like laughing and I was trying my best to impersonate you.
Yeah. Did you do a good job?
I think so because some people I think didn't know and the teacher obviously never caught on.
Yeah, no. We
literally went through the whole period and nobody caught on.
I mean, I was in your class and my heart was beating so fast, but she didn't ask me any questions and like your class was so full. Like, there were so many people in your class, but in my chemistry class, there was, like, 7 people.
He made me read aloud.
Yeah.
I literally read aloud as you.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up. I was just sitting next to our friend John, just, like, hanging out.
Yeah. Favorite thing about each other? My favorite thing is your swag and your humor.
Yeah.
And your creativity.
I love your swag, and you work hard, and... You know, you play hard. You like to get a little loose, have some fun. You like to...
You silly little goose.
You like to slam back a couple hot chocolates after work. Actually, I want hot chocolate. That's why I'm bringing it up. But that's for later, baby.
We could get some or make some.
Yeah, I think I want to make some.
Yeah, you know, I'm keeping this in here.
Yeah, no, I think it's good to let them know we have plans. Like,
yeah,
this is what twins do, we hang out together. Do you ever make hot chocolate with your friends? It's a lot like that.
It's a built-in homie.
Yeah.
And anyone who thinks that twins are weird is probably just jealous that they're alone.
Yeah, oh, they're so I'm like,
how does it feel to be so alone?
Just say you're alone, man. Yeah, no.
Just say you're
alone. And, like, I can show them by myself. You know, I went to a different college. Like, we're independent, but
yeah, we went to different colleges. We were mostly different classes.
Like, hate to flex, but there it is.
Anyone who thinks twins are weird is, again, projection.
Yeah.
It's like you would be
weird. I don't get that a lot.
That's
actually
why you're not a twin.
People mostly think it's cool.
People do think it's mostly cool.
Yeah.
Is there something you're completely opposite about? Some certain music tastes, I think we are opposite on.
Yeah, you know. It's true. I would say, like, personality wise, are we opposite about anything?
Is there anything opposite about us?
I don't know.
I'd say you're more laid back than me.
Yeah, probably that's true, but you know.
You're more chill.
Yeah, but Angie, you know, she's a real firecracker.
Is that the difference?
We like to keep her in the office.
Are you a water cracker?
She's got that corporate bad chick energy.
Corporate bad chick energy.
Actually, that's what my girlfriend got told after an interview. They're like, you have such a fire in you. You're such a corporate chick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, but you know, I'm not jealous or anything. I wouldn't want to be called a corporate chick and take over, you know, modern business or anything.
She's bowing her head. I don't know if she's lying.
You know, whatever.
Seems like she's a little insecure.
No, I'm not insecure. I'm very secure. In fact, I'm so secure that it's tight and it hurts.
I'm scared. I don't know how to reply.
Do you have any other twin topics for us?
Well, we can just kind of free ball.
We
answered the questions that we had prepared because we're prepared.
Yeah, no,
we're prepared.
I, despite being more laid back, I was like, we should have some questions.
No, you were so right for that. I was like, oh my god, she thought of that. It's so
right. Yeah, you know, because I was thinking, you know, when I listen to podcasts, I'm like, there are usually a few questions in here, you know, to keep things spicy, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, some of my favorite memories of being a twin is just...
Oh, our favorite twins. Did we ever answer that?
Oh, we didn't answer our favorite twins.
Sorry.
It's okay.
My favorite twin, my favorite, like, singular twin or both?
Just pair.
Pair
of twins. I wish the Gallaghers were twins, Oasis brothers.
Wish, I think
they have twin
the fact
energy.
They beat the shit out of each other.
They have
really
twin
cool.
energy.
Yeah,
the
no,
fact
like
that they like actually fight each other on stage is twin
yeah,
energy.
That's very twin epic times. I mean, I would say all the twins I love the most, I know personally.
That's true. I love the Schmitz. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know.
I like the Schmitz.
It's
the
just
cats.
A last name.
Yeah,
you don't know
cats.
Who
there's so many. There's so many just twins you don't know the names of.
That's true. I don't know. You know, I definitely favor identical twins. Cause
oh,
identical
definitely.
Twins.
I mean, that feels more real.
Like, when it's a boy, what if it's a girl? It's like, all right, split it up. What
yeah,
is this?
Those are siblings. Those are siblings that happen to share a birthday.
That's
you know,
true.
That's a coincidence.
They were never one like us. They don't get the clout.
Yeah.
We get that twin clout.
They didn't split from a zygote. They don't know what it's like.
They don't. They don't know what it's like.
They don't know what it's like to, you know, really share that matter.
Twins don't owe you uniformity.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I think that
twins owe you nothing.
Important social justice message for this episode.
I agree, you know.
Is that twins owe you nothing and you should give them hot chocolate. I'm still thinking about it.
That's fine, you know. We do deserve hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I think being a twin is probably an entertaining thing. I used to think of it kind of as a party trick.
Yeah.
It's like people are so fascinated by
it. Yeah,
that.
And then you can switch hats and you'll be like, which is which?
Yeah, especially
you
when you were
tell,
like kids and stuff.
I switched my hat with my sister and it's very confusing now.
Sometimes I'll like talk and someone will think I'm her. And they're not looking at me, or
yeah.
like, sometimes they'll just straight up think I'm her.
That feels
if I have
so
a hat
silly,
on or something.
Yeah.
It feels so goofy. It feels like something that should have been left behind in childhood, but never did.
I'm like, I don't even know how to respond at this point. You don't want to make them feel bad, because it's an honest mistake, and, you know, they get a little flustered and embarrassed.
Sometimes I do like making them feel bad, though.
Yeah.
I can't lie. It's kind of funny.
I mean, you know, different strokes. Different strokes.
Then again, that, like, nefarious type, you know, beat.
type beat.
Yeah. The nefarious type, good natured type beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swagged out.
It's part of being a good natured rascal.
Busting it down twin style.
Yeah. You know, I used to call myself a gentleman whenever I was introducing myself to someone. I was like, I'm such a gentleman. And, you know, it's so weird to tell someone something, like, a trait about you very directly, but I think I know myself well enough to do that. I do that, you know.
That's pretty good.
After much consideration. I'm not saying that willy-nilly.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess when we were little kids, our brother was asking where his twin was, which makes me sad.
It's like,
that's
oh,
how
man.
I feel. I feel bad for all singletons in that sense.
It's I can't like, bring you don't know it what to you, like. Buddy. Yeah.
You never had a silly little person with the same face as you to do silly things with.
You can't play patty cake.
Yeah, you were never like,
you're cakeless.
You never did like the mirror image thing and it was like for real, you know, where kids put their hands up and they're like, ooh,
yeah, we were pretty good at that.
We were amazing at that.
And it just looks even better because there's two. You know what, though? I like twin bands. There are a lot of twin bands out there.
There are a lot of twin bands. We need more of them.
You know,
we should just take over. I want a twin fest. I want, like, Tegan and Sarah to headline.
Yeah, they should headline the twin. You know what?
And we got to play, of course.
Are the Breeders twins or sisters? I can't remember.
I think they're just sisters.
Oh,
they
man.
Might be twins, though.
Oh, man. All right, well, you know.
Just add them anyways.
There's the garden, you know.
The garden, us, Two-Headed Girl, Tegan and Sarah, more local bands that we know, like Spittake
and
Wellspring used to be a twin band.
Yeah, rest in peace. You know, I'm definitely not Googling this whatsoever. The Breeders are twins, and the National has twins.
Oh, yeah, the National does have twins. We need a twin fest for real. Like,
yeah.
The amount of twins who would show up from across the country for
it
that.
It would be like the twin fest in Ohio.
I think that twins are just special, and I think that...
School of Seven Bells.
I low-key feel so special for being a twin, and I maybe that's narcissistic, but I don't even care. I just feel special.
Yeah.
Like, how likely was this that I was born with someone who looks just like me? Not very likely.
Yeah, you know.
I'll tell you how unlikely.
Some cultures, people are really like, yes.
Most people listening to this don't have a twin. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's a nice little thing, and it doesn't really dominate my life either. I'm not constantly.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like something that's, you know, affecting my life
it's
so
not
heavily
whatsoever.
I mean,
aren't the Good Charlotte dudes?
Yeah, the
twins?
Good Charlotte dudes are twins.
They should definitely.
We'd have
be
a pretty
that,
solid lineup.
Yeah. You know, there's just something about twins.
There's just something about
where you
them.
Can hang out for a long.
That's
time.
That's why there are so many twin bands. It's like because. You know it's a good combo.
Yeah.
Like, how are you not supposed to make good music with someone who's you know,
yeah,
vibing
you're like,
with you
oh,
on that level?
Oh, yeah, I get it. You know, I get where you're coming from.
There's some people I feel like don't deserve twins.
What
or, like,
do you
they
mean?
Would do poorly with one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think they're
but
twins.
Then again, it would reshape their personality, so...
Exactly.
They would be normal with
it's
it.
It's the whole, you know...
Some
we
twins...
We gotta start from the
some
beginning.
Some twins, like, get in huge fights
to
and
back.
Hate each other. There are a lot of twins who hate each other, and that makes me sad. I don't know if there are any identical twins who hate each other.
There probably are, because I know, like, when you're younger, especially, you try to differentiate yourself a little bit. I never really consciously did that, but I know of a lot of twins that do that.
Yeah, I never really wanted to do that, because I like the idea of having a face that is a uniform.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely liked, you know, being myself and being separate.
Yeah,
and all that.
I mean, you don't have to try to be different. It's
exactly.
Just you are.
Yeah,
you just
yeah,
are.
No,
because
I think we both
things.
Really understood that from a young age, that we are different.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of twins struggle with that, or they're like, oh no, we don't want to, like, you know, talk about us being twins, or, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to use that twin clout. That's what I'm going to do, because you know what? It's pretty cool, and
the
I think
12.
It's awesome, and I think being a twin is amazing. And I think anyone who doesn't think being a twin is amazing, it's just like, this was wasted. This gift was wasted on you.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, I guess that's true. I just don't think it's that dominating of a force. It's just like, well, okay, that's something that happens.
I don't know. I see it as a privilege.
Probably.
It's like, I feel so privileged to have been a twin. Like, I would be so, like... I don't know, I can't imagine another life, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
It just seems empty. Like, if I didn't have you, it's like, what the hell?
Well, well, you wouldn't know anything
else. I know, but, like, I do know this, and that's why I would be like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah. You know, you could also just be accustomed and chill out with this. I mean, you know how it is. I really... You know, there are some cultures out there who are like, oh, twins are a good omen, or oh, twins are a bad omen.
We're Puerto Rican, and there's ancient folklore, like Taino folklore, that's like, twins like help create the earth or something like that.
Yeah.
I was looking into it, and it's like, I actually really respect twins. Yeah. I love that.
I like us all being little builders together. Like, we're all building something.
I love that there are, like, cultures all over the world where if they had twins, they were like, oh my god, this is so special. They're literally
no, I mean, I feel like I would have been freaking out because it's like, I don't have the science to figure this out, but there's just a carbon copy of this person, and I'm like, yo, what the hell?
That's yeah, they were amazed. They were like, these are God-sent people because they look just alike.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being treated that way, like royalty or whatever.
Sipping on some coconuts. Like, yeah. There's a drink in the coconut. You're not sipping on the coconut. There's a drink inside there's the coconut, and you're drinking it with a straw. Okay.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Just making
you're not,
sure.
You're not, like, sipping a raw, open coconut.
I mean, you could be drinking the coconut water inside, but I'm saying there's, like, a mixed drink. It's probably sugary and sweet and... Maybe there's some alcohol in it, if that's what you want.
Yeah, or it could be a mocktail. It's really up to you. It's choose your own adventure.
I don't know if they were making mocktails back then, but you know what I mean.
I don't think they were making mixed drinks back then.
It's like the vibe. I mean, they would probably just pour, like, the whole thing of rum in there, and you'd drink it and be like, well, that was breakfast. You know? And then you go out in the fields, and you're like, wow.
So what I'm learning is that twins in the past just drank a coconut filled with rum for breakfast? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, like,
we could have been doing that instead of this.
I mean,
I have to work a job, and I could have been drinking rum out of a coconut all day.
You could still do that, but you might get fired.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and back then, you know, if you caught a cold, it's over.
I genuinely feel very blessed to be a twin. I feel like I can't. It's weird to say, but I feel like I can't squander this opportunity, if that makes sense. Because it's like, obviously I only have one life, but I feel so lucky to have been born with a twin. It's like, not everyone gets that kind of support.
I like how grateful you sound. It makes me feel like we're on a religious podcast or something where they're like, I thank Jesus for the day, you know?
Well, I genuinely...
No,
I genuinely do feel really grateful. I feel like it's a gift.
I like you're spreading the love.
And I feel like, you know, I can't squander this opportunity. I have this incredibly supportive person who looks just like me, and, like, it's magical, low-key. It's low-key magical. That's some Disney magic right there.
No, you're right. And when I was saying it sounded like religious radio, I was like, I listen to that sometimes on the way to work just because it feels really nice to listen to. You're like, wow, there's just so much passion.
Like, you can't tell me I'm not special as hell. Like, when someone's like, you're not special, it's like, actually, I am. Statistically speaking, yes, I am.
It's like Ben Shapiro, like, statistically
actually,
speaking, I am special.
Actually, I am special.
Yeah, good times at Twin High.
Good time at Twins Forever High.
we're in Twin High School forever. We're like geriatric.
Twins New Low High School.
Being like, I'm on the varsity team.
I'm on the varsity twin team.
I'm on the varsity twin. It's a twim team. Twin team. Twim.
It's like swim team, but twin team.
Oh, whoa. And what do they do in there? They, like, wear matching hats?
Synchronized swimming. Oh,
okay. I was thinking they would just wear matching hats and keep rotating the hats, but wear matching ones still.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, guess who?
Yeah, they're like,
little
wait,
party trick.
Wait, everyone turn around.
Yeah. And they switch and they're like, all right, who's who?
It's like,
and we gotta both keep, like, a straight face.
Yeah, it's like the game where they put, like, something under, like, one thing under, like, three coconuts and they shuffle them around.
Except there's two coconuts.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be coconuts. I was just thinking
about cups.
I was just thinking about us drinking yeah,
you know, sweet
the mixed drink or whatever,
Mai Tai or you know, a pina colada, maybe, you know.
I don't know.
You can get virgin ones.
Yeah, no,
they're pretty tasty.
That does sound tasty. I've never had a Mai Tai or anything like that.
It's very fruity.
We sell something called the Jamaican Smile.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it looks good.
I drank something called an Irish Monkey the other weekend. It was quite
so silly.
It was quite tasty.
It's like a monkey with a leprechaun hat on.
Yeah, no, I sent it instantly to one of our Irish friends. I was like, you have to see this. You know, they're putting all this peanut butter whiskey and Bailey's and all that. It was very creamy. And I only drank half of it because I had to drive home, and I was like, yo, I'm already feeling like I'm on a ship, you know?
Yeah, Irish whiskey.
I'm on a sinking ship. It, like, the floorboards are a wobble.
Do you think if we were on the Titanic, they would let us out first because we're twins and that's special? I think they would. I think we would have been the first people on that boat.
They're like, you know what? Let's not waste this. This is pretty genetically significant, you know?
They're like, oh my god. Like,
I mean, we're both women, so they probably just, like, put us on the same floating door or whatever they did.
I mean,
I haven't seen the movie. I know it's a real event. Okay?
No, I know. I wasn't gonna say anything about that. I was gonna say, our lineage was in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So there's not even a chance.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're, you know, they would never hit an iceberg if they're going to Puerto Rico.
That's true.
That's the thing.
That's what they didn't think about.
Or maybe, you know.
Maybe they should have gone to Puerto Rico instead.
That's what I'm thinking. Who goes on vacation to a cold place?
It's just like, if you guys went to Puerto Rico, maybe this whole ship thing wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, no, you need to calm the hell down.
Let's not be selfish here. I mean,
yeah, and we would probably be on a. There should be a cruise ship full of twins, and we'll all drink coconuts filled with rum.
This is just a cruise ship. Even the captains of the ship are twins sipping coconuts.
Yeah, and the pilots who like take us home have to be twins.
Yeah, no,
the
chefs, the staff.
That'd be so cool if you and your twin were co-pilots. Like, I hope that like they're actual equal pilots, because I feel like one of them might be resentful if the other one's like more of the main pilot. You know, they'd be like, you know, I wanted to be the main pilot.
I wanted to speak over the intercom this time.
Or they like switch off words. They're like, thank you for coming to the plane.
We used to dazzle the people with our voices by counting together.
Yeah, we were
just so they could
together.
See how similar it sounded.
But I think our voices are, I've been told our voices are different.
Our voices are different to the trained ear, but if you're just meeting us, there's not that much of a difference.
I'm actually worried that this is gonna sound like one of us is just talking
to themselves. Yeah, that's
and
I also worry about
that. Recorded over it.
Yeah, it's just like we're having like an intense conversation with ourselves where we're just assuming what we're gonna say after, like making it up.
Yeah, I mean, we also talk over each other a lot, so that should help.
Yeah, I'm thinking that will help. Reassure the listener.
I don't think we should edit that out, because I think that it's good to talk over each other.
I'm not editing.
I think
like,
we were raised in
any of this out.
We were raised.
We're keeping this all in here,
sort of to be like, if you want to talk, you're gonna have to fight.
This is an unfiltered podcast. I am only making, you know, minor adjustments. There's most of it's
getting,
just going to be the
getting
same.
Getting rid of all the twin secrets that we saved and we sent to the big society.
To Big Twin.
To the
big Twin doesn't want you to know.
Big Twin. They don't want you to know. And you know what? That's fine, because
you don't deserve to know.
We side with them.
We do side
with them.
We're agents of Big Twin.
Hashtag I'm with Big Twin. Let's get a movement. Twitter, do your thing.
Yeah, let's get a movement there. But yeah, I'm gonna barely edit this. I feel like the podcast is more of a stream of consciousness, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're hanging out with
me.
You know, next week we're gonna have a different topic. Don't worry. If, you know, you're like, oh, well, you know, I know what a twin is, so whatever.
Because next week we're gonna talk about Scream.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the Scream franchise.
Scream movies.
And hopefully have on a special guest.
Yes, hopefully.
A little special guest of
Someone who really understands the series in a way that I can say probably not many do.
Yeah, definitely. I think he
We have the foremost expert.
The foremost expert, yes.
On the topic and such.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're gonna be talking about that. We actually saw a new one pretty recently. That's why it's coming
up. It's fresh on our minds. Exactly. We got a lot to say, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully get it out before it leaves theaters. If not, that's fine. You're gonna listen anyways.
Yeah, you know, you're gonna tune in. Why? Because you love us.
You love us.
We love you.
We love you.
Yeah. Just play that over and over in your little headphones.
Yeah, try not to get too emotional.
And don't let any tears fall down very silently.
Yeah, just lick your own tears away.
No, they won't taste like rum from a coconut, but, you know, there'll be something. All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of Double Brain Tank.
Double Brain Think Tank.
Double Brain Think Tank. Thank you, dear. Double Brain Think Tank. And we will see you next week. Love you. Bye.
Stay beautiful.